The Silver and Black Show.
We obviously didn't play well. We got to own that. We're all responsible for it. Everybody, coaches and players. It's one game. It's one day. It's one loss. We got a group of prideful men in that locker room. And we're gonna take the necessary steps. We're going to do the things that we have to do. We're going to get those things corrected, and we'll play better football.
Yeah, there's no question that is what the Raider coaching staff job is and their players, to make this just one game, one day, and one loss and not have it ruin the rest of the season, because the Raiders have eight more games to go starting Sunday in New Jersey against the New York Giants. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Oakland Raiders. And Jim, the outside world is trying to paint this season like last year, where the Raiders lost their eighth game of the year, fell to 3-5, and got just four wins. So it is on this group of men to make it one game, one day, one loss, and not have it spiral the season out of control.
And I think Coach Allen's absolutely right. You know, things like this happen occasionally to even very, very good football teams. You take the 1975-76 Oakland Raiders. They got killed by New England, went on to win the Super Bowl that year. They lost by a score of like 51-21 or something like that. It was a complete blow up, but they bounced back. I'm not saying this team is in the same league, but, you know, their ability to bounce back shouldn't hinder them from going down and playing a very good game against the New York Giants.
But it will be a tough game. Giants lost their first six. They've won two in a row, and they are coming in off the bye, so the Raiders are going to have to play their best football. Let's take you through our Raider headlines for week number 10, and we'll start it out with Foles finding holes in the Raider secondary. Who would have thought Nick Foles would tie an all-time NFL record for touchdown passes in a single game, Jim, with seven? The Raiders, whether they were playing man or zone, they gave him a lot of holes in the secondary, and Nick Foles found them.
He certainly did, and a part of that goes to the lack of pass rush, I believe. He had a lot of time back there to find his receivers, but he also got rid of the ball quickly, and they made big plays out of quick screens to the wide receivers, the tight end, you name it, and to the running backs. He'd drop it off, and they'd get big gains out of it. He was just on that particular day. The offense was on, and they looked very, very good. You know, they'd bounce back after, you know, a few losses themselves, and you know, that's what happens sometimes. You put a team in a corner like that, they come back very strong.
Now, his performance was historic. The guy had more touchdown passes than incompletions, as he was 20 of 26 and threw the seven touchdowns. Ironically, the Raiders outgained the Eagles last Sunday. The Raiders had 560 yards of total offense, the third most in their long history. And that leads us to our second Raider headline for week number 10, and that is Jennings tops 100. For the first time since he was a Jacksonville Jaguar, Jim, back in 2010, Rashad Jennings over 100 yards. He had 22 touches on the day with the pass receiving out of the backfield. He played well in this Raider loss last Sunday.
He certainly did. He's played well all year, spelling Darren McFadden at times. He's come in and done a very, very good job. But he's an excellent runner, as he showed this past Sunday against the Eagles. But they needed more than that. They needed a little bit more pass protection. They needed to get things done up front to not only, you know, increase the running output, but to protect Terrell Pryor and give him time to throw the football.
Rashad Jennings, 176 total yards last Sunday, the 102 on the ground, and 74 catching the ball out of the backfield. We're going to put him to use here on the Silver and Black Show. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on. But now it's time for our third headline, and that is simply a giant task ahead. This is a team with a very established quarterback and a very established head coach, Jim, that has won two Super Bowls over a five-year span, but last year did not make the playoffs, obviously, and this year off to the 0-6 start. And for the Raiders, the challenge will be the schedule here. Four of the next five games will be played away from the ODACO Coliseum. They have two trips to New York in a month's time, and this team has simply not played well in the Eastern time zone the last 11 years.
No, you're right. They're 0-11 in the last 11 years, 5-28 since 2002. So they are struggling when they're on the road, but they've got to find a way to get over that and play well and come away with a victory. The Giants are struggling as well, 2-6. But they've struggled every time, even when they went to the two Super Bowls that they went to. You know, they did not have tremendous records, but when crunch time comes, you know, they're a very good football team. And you got to put pressure on Eli Manning, not let him run around too much, put pressure on him, make him throw when he doesn't want to, and, you know, that will help that Raider defense.
Well, that certainly will be a giant task, Jim, as the Raiders will probably have to play the football game without Darren McFadden, that troublesome hamstring biting again. And that means a lot of work for Rashad Jennings on Sunday in Jersey. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we catch up with Mr. Do-It-All, running back Rashad Jennings. Head coach Dennis Allen talks about bouncing back from last week's difficult loss. And Jim and I break down what the Raiders can expect from Eli Manning and Big Blue. All this and more on week 10 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.